It's just collateral damage. They're not really targeting women and children. At least that's what the Israeli Jews like to tell people. Let's change the situation just a little bit here and see if this would fly in everyday, day-to-day life. So there's an AutoZone store, and there's a bunch of customers in the AutoZone store. And a disgruntled employee comes into the store, and he holds them hostage. Now, a lot of the other people inside of the AutoZone store kind of agree with the guy. His complaints are kind of legitimate, right? But they don't agree with some of his tactics. But anyway, the police are called, of course, and they show up to this AutoZone. And there's one guy in there, and he's got all these people hostage in there. So what the police do is they call in a drone airstrike, and they blow up the entire AutoZone. Everybody else that was killed there is just collateral damage. They were trying to target the bad guy, and the bad guy was hiding behind women and children. So it's okay that we just blow up the entire AutoZone and kill all the kids and the women and the innocent customers. Now, on day-to-day life, this would not fly, and pretty much everybody would be outraged if something like that happened. Yet, when it comes to the Gaza Strip, it seems that people have a really skewed and twisted moral compass. I would never say that Israel doesn't have the right to defend itself, but is that a blank check to just destroy everybody? Am I truly to believe you don't really want to kill women and children, and it's merely just an accident? I don't think so. I think it's heavy-handed. I think it's immoral. And I think Christians and Jews are some of the most immoral people on the planet. And these are the people that think it's okay to just kill thousands of women and children in the name of self-defense. Blow up the entire AutoZone. It's just collateral damage.